to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome. Excuse me. Welcome back to the show here. It is Wednesday, December 19th, 2012. Middle of the week, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Pau Hana Friday, if we make it that far, according to the Mayans. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny is in our control room managing the warp drives and ready to answer your calls. Now, the good news is today, whatever bug I had yesterday is gone. I used my grandfather's traditional family cure, a lot of scotch before I went to bed, and I'm feeling a lot better today. I'm back to my normal cantankerous curmudgeonly self. So thank you to everybody who emailed in get well wishes, and to that one Israeli moron who said he was praying to God for an alternative outcome to my illness, too bad. Now, if you're watching the corporate media, and frankly, at this point, I think you'd be getting bored by it because we're in day six of the Sandy-o-thon, you know, the corporate media's gun-bashing festival, and, you know, in between, they stick a few other news items like their TV commercials or something like that. But you probably heard by now, Barack Obama is Time Magazine's Man of the Year. For the second time. And, you know, this is kind of weird because, you know, this is a president who won the Nobel Peace Prize, took us all to war, has no intentions of investigating the torture that's being carried out by the United States government to torture innocent people to death, to find weapons of mass destruction that don't exist, and this makes him the man of the year. Which, if you take it in the historical context, makes a lot of sense because Stalin made Time Magazine's Man of the Year twice as well. That ought to tell you something right there about what's going on. And, of course, Hitler made it once. So just seems that, you know, Time Magazine likes these despots and tyrants and so forth and so on. And, of course, we've got this whole movie coming out, Zero Dark Thirty, which is receiving rave reviews before it's even actually been in the theaters. And it's based on a complete lie. That the poor schmuck that got killed last year was Osama bin Laden. We know that that's a complete lie. The corporate media, you want to talk about agenda-driven news, this is it. Forget about what's really going on. You will make the American people believe that Obama is great and that bin Laden died last year, yada, 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 yada. And frankly, I think the more they do that, the more they're making themselves irrelevant by all this nonsense. Because, in fact, to be very honest, at this point, the corporate media seems to be severely disconnected from the real world. You don't suppose they're taking antidepressants over there, do you? Anyway. Now, very interesting story. The word of the day that we're all going to learn and memorize is FANAPT, spelled F-A-N-A-P-T. And it is a antipsychotic medication that it is now confirmed the Connecticut shooter, Adam Lanza, was taking. Now, there's no reason to assume this is the only one. But oddly enough, this revelation came out originally in a corporate media article that was out there bashing the suggestion that autism or Asperger's or anything related to that had anything to do with the shooting, because we all know what the cause of the shooting was. It was those bad old guns and so forth and so on. And we did a little bit of research and found out FANAPT is an extraordinarily dangerous drug. Now, it's not an SSRI. We're not going to, you know, the SSRIs are not alone in these problems. According to the manufacturer's own safety guidelines, FANAPT frequently, their word, frequently will trigger increased aggression and delusions in the patients who are taking it. This is supposed to be an antipsychotic drug that calms you down, brings you back to the real world. But for some reason, frequently, because everybody's brain chemistry is a little bit differently, frequently, that's their word, frequently will trigger increased aggression and delusion. And we know Adam Lanza was on this medication. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air. Destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're talking about Fanapt, spelled F-A-N-A-P-T. This is an antipsychotic medication put out by Novartis Pharmaceutical. We now know that the Connecticut shooter, Adam Lanza, was taking this medication. He may have been taking others. You know those doctors, they like to write multiple prescriptions and sell you multiple bottles. Now, this is from Novartis Pharmaceuticals' own officially issued prescribing information PDF. It can cause psychiatric disorders. It's supposed to be curing psychotic behavior. It can trigger psychiatric disorders. Frequent, their word, restlessness, aggression, delusion. Infrequently, we're not sure exactly what that means. Maybe just a little bit less than frequently, but they're saying infrequently they acknowledge Fanapt also triggers hostility, paranoia, anorgasmia, which would probably drive a lot of people nuts if that were happening to them, a confusional state, mania, mood swings, panic attack, delirium, impulse control disorder. That means you'll get an idea into your head and you'll just go with it. When you read about all these people who attempted suicide while on antidepressants, and afterwards they say, why'd you do that? And they say, I don't know. It just popped into my head and I went with it. That's what they mean by impulse control disorder. As we go through life, we all get impulses. Momentary, lose our temper. Boy, I'd like to pop my boss in the nose for that one. But you control the impulse. This medication gets in the way of that. So you're going to haul off and belt your boss and lose your job. Up on a roof with Magnum, 9 dead, they'll blame Marine training, to quote from George Carlin here. So this document, this PDF from the pharmaceutical company that makes this FANAPT, basically is a written confession. They are the cause of what happened in Connecticut. And, of course, the corporate media is trying to bury that connection. They want to protect those pharmaceutical advertising contracts. Congress wants to protect their fat campaign donations from Big Pharmaceutical. They know there's a problem. They've already held hearings on the links between SSRIs and violence. The FDA is considering new labels, warning labels to go on these medications. But, you know, that whole administrative bureaucratic resistance thing seems to be getting in the way. And now we're starting to see the corporate media actively go out and try and dissuade people from considering this line of thinking. That's where this revelation about FANAPT first surfaced, in a corporate media article trying to basically poo-poo this idea that Asperger's and autism were the cause of this shooting rampage. And nobody was saying that. They're setting up a straw man argument. Nobody is saying Asperger's and autism's caused this problem. It's the medications prescribed for these illnesses that are the problem, and it's well documented. And we seem to be decisively engaged, the alternative media against the corporate media, over where the ultimate cause of this lies. And they're trying to basically blame the guns. Well, you know, pencils aren't the cause of bad spelling, and guns aren't the cause of these psychotic episodes. The Colorado shooting, the Dark Knight movie shooter, he was under psychiatric treatment. What drugs was he on? One of the Columbine killers was on Zoloft. And it goes on and on and on. There is a clear correlation between these medications and these mass shootings. And we, the people, have a right and a need to know about that correlation. And the corporate media is out there saying, no. The pills are fine. Everything's fine here. You know, it's the guns. The guns are bad. Guns are evil. Well, then why does the U.S. government buy so many of them? In any event, the reason we're in day 6 of the Sandy-o-thon is this is backfiring horribly. The corporate media is out there saying, most Americans think guns should be banned. Guns are bad. We're going to, you know, and all the rest of that stuff. Meanwhile, at the gun stores, boy, are they having a good Christmas. The Bushmasters are disappearing from shelves. And not because it's being taken and put in the stockroom. Customers are buying Bushmasters so fast they can't get them in. 14 in a day. Gun sales are up all over the place. Now, you probably are not going to hear that on the corporate media. What you're hearing on the corporate media is, you know, the stock price of these gun manufacturers is in decline because of blah, 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 blah. Now, we already know from long years of the Plunge Protection Team that the stock market can be rigged upward, which means it can also be rigged downward to make a political point. This could also work for the gun companies, because if they've got huge sales and orders and money's coming in and their stock price is dropping, it's an opportunity to buy back their own stock. And that's always a good thing for a publicly traded corporation, to buy back their stock when it's at a low price, hang on to it, keep greater control over their own company. Somewhere down the road, when the price goes back up again, they'll sell it again. We're hearing that down in Texas, they're considering what's called the Guardian Plan, which will allow teachers to have guns in the classroom on their hip. St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch says it's time to talk about arming civilian school personnel. And nobody wants to see a wild gun battle going on in the corridors of our public schools. That's not going to happen. What's going to happen is these people who are whacked out on these SSRIs and they're looking for somebody to shoot, they're going to go looking for the gun-free zones. It doesn't matter how crazy their brains are, they're not going to walk into some place where somebody can shoot back at them. Remember what happened at that Portland Mall shooting. The shooter there, a week before it happened, went numb. I want to know what medications he was on. He walks in, starts shooting, sees a civilian aiming at him with a gun, and that's the point at which the shooter shot himself, ending the rampage. They don't want you to know about that either. So the idea of arming the teachers inside the schools is not to have a firefight, but to avoid one. To say to these people who are whacked out on these antidepressants, go someplace else. Go look for a gun-free area, something. Go up to Michigan, where the governor just vetoed the bill allowing concealed carry in public places. Michigan's governor, Rick Snyder, has just declared the entire state of Michigan a gun-free zone. Everybody in America melted on SSRIs is getting on a bus heading for Michigan. Yee-haw, it's a giant open-air shooting gallery. I can have all the fun my little chemical-addled brain wants to have. Nobody can shoot back. Has anyone seen my antidepressants? I feel kind of funny when I'm coming off my antidepressants. Tennessee is considering training and arming school teachers to protect against shootings. That's what they do in Israel. The Israeli teachers all have guns. When was the last time you saw a school shooting in Israel? Despite what Netanyahu is trying to claim in his letter of, you'll pardon the expression, condolence to Obama. This is backfiring big time on the gun grabbers. Because Americans are coming to understand gun bans don't work. Gun-free zones don't work. Guns aren't the cause. The pharmaceutical companies are selling medications that are driving people crazy. And they get away with it because Congress is going to look the other way. The FDA is looking the other way. Everybody wants a piece of that largesse coming out of the coffers of the pharmaceutical companies, whether it's corporate media, lobbyists, or members of Congress seeking campaign donations. They don't care if people are getting murdered in the streets or committing suicide or acts of violence when their brains melt down on this stuff. When it happens, they'll gladly use it to further whatever their agenda is. But that's really the reality of what's going on here. Now, meanwhile, over at Natural News, they've been talking to a lot of street-level law enforcement people, police officers, detectives, FBI agents, soldiers, and they are all universally saying they will not obey a gun confiscation order coming from the federal government. So they're not getting this. By the way, speaking of obfuscating the real cause of what's behind the Connecticut shooting, the Connecticut police seized Adam Lanza's computer, and the hard drive apparently is so badly damaged they can't read anything from it. They can't read his emails. They can't read his journals. They can't read his little, you know, comments he was making to himself about how sick he was feeling from the medications. Apparently the medication, whatever medication he was on, wasn't working to the point where his mother was considering sending him to a psychiatric clinic. Because the more he was being treated with this Fanapt and whatever else he was on, the worse he was getting. It wasn't Adam who was getting worse. The drugs were doing it to him. Go and download and save that PDF about Fanapt and read those contraindications. This is dangerous, deadly, lethal stuff. And not just on the psychiatric level. It causes all other kinds of problems in your body. And this is what the doctors are handing out. Now, U.S. Senator Manchin is out there saying he wants to ban and confiscate guns to protect the children. If you want to protect the children, don't let them be fed these SSRIs that are melting their brains. He's talking about gun buyback programs, which sound really good. And if you've got an old broken gun that doesn't work, it's a good way to get some Christmas shopping money. But the gun buybacks have never worked because the criminals don't sell their guns unless they're guns they stole from somebody else and don't need. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere. heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero debt guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Or get loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And interesting story coming out of Houston, Texas. The owner of a gun store down there operates a gun shooting safety course. And if you are a school teacher in Houston, you can sign up for free. Zero. Nada. Zip. We're going to start seeing this all over the country now. Because this idea that getting rid of the guns is going to make us all safer is complete nonsense. Everywhere guns are banned, violent crime goes up, even gun crime goes up, because the criminals keep their guns. The gun-free zones are just open invitations to people whose brains are melted on these SSRIs to walk in and just party like it's 1999 in the sure and certain knowledge that nobody there can fire back. We're going to go to the phones. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Just calling in the wake of all this Connecticut shootings and gun control stuff. And I wanted to just make the point that I'm sure you have as well, but that the very fact that they're talking about this, that we have a constitution with an amendment and there are protocols for removing or adding amendments, and the fact that they're even discussing that without going through the necessary protocols, you know, two-thirds or whatever it is of ratification by the state.
Three-quarters.
That, you know, they're talking about going outside the Constitution yet once again.
Ooh, big shock.
Like they have, with the NDAA and the National Defense Resource Preparedness and the, mm-hmm. and the Patriot Act and everything else, and it makes its own case. If they're willing to go around the Constitution, and they have, as they have done so many times before, then we need the you know, the Second Amendment more than ever. The other thing I'd like to say is my good friend just brought up today. They should put that that tape of Madeleine Albright, you know, next to Obama crying about you know, his crocodile tears about what the tragedy in Connecticut, but saying 500,000 kids, they don't mean anything to us, or whatever it was that she said. Remember,
she said it was worth the cost.
It was worth
to achieve our foreign policy in Iraq. It was worth the death by starvation of 500,000 Iraqi children. I'll tell you another one that you ought to put next to that is Dianne Feinstein when she was forced to admit that she herself carries concealed.
And then of course the Obama himself on Tuesday morning is going and picking out which villages and which people he wants to murder. You know, which apparently he does on Tuesdays now with his counterterrorism.
Nice to stick to the schedule there.
Yeah. But that's it's absurd, and I'm really glad that you're doing this. I hope this blows over. I love the fact that they're selling, gun sales are exploding.
Mm-hmm.
Just more people who have a vested interest in not allowing it to happen.
You know. I called one of our local gun stores here on Hawaii, and they said exactly the same thing. There are lines outside the door right now.
Yeah, the one in my town is as well, or my area town, West Los Angeles, and it's. Well, let's just hope that, you know, people see it for what it is. But boy, the media sure is beating to the government's tune here. I guess they're the same thing, though.
Yeah,
really.
But everybody's seeing it, and that's the good thing, because everybody is realizing the media is not serving the public interest on which they base all their FCC licenses. They're clearly serving the government's anti-gun agenda here, and they're caught lying, cheating, stealing, and all the rest of that stuff.
Well, according to my theory, and I think probably a lot, it overlaps a lot with yours, if government is nothing but the tool of corporations, it's the execution arm of what the corporations want, and the media are corporations. It's all one big thing.
Yeah, it's all fascism. You know, when you have government and the corporations aligned together against the general population, that is the classic model of a fascist dictatorship. And that's not my definition. That comes from Benito Mussolini, who won the Olympic gold medal for being a fascist jerk.
And throw in, Mike, that the media are big business. They are the people who own, you know, who, you know.
They're not so big anymore. They're in serious, serious financial trouble. You know, the audience is coming over here. Our numbers are going up. Our readership is going up. Ad revenues at all the corporate media are in decline. They're getting caught artificially inflating viewership and readership numbers to cheat their advertisers. It's a rough time over there in the corporate media. I've got people that I used to know over in the local network affiliates. They're sending me resumes to my production company looking for work. And I'm having to tell them that I'm kind of on hiatus away from film and television work, possibly permanently, because right now I'm devoting all of my efforts 100% into peace activism and heading off this war. And, you know, I don't have any work for them either. But again, you know, it's tough times over in the corporate media.
Well, as well it should be.
Yes, sure it should be. It absolutely should be. And they did it to themselves, and I have no sympathy for them at all.
Yeah, nor do I. But listen, thanks, Mike. I'll just continue listening here.
All right, you got it. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing Michael Anthony's Private Stock Herbal Formulas, infection killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great tasting herbal teas and more. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me five driving orbits. $4 gas, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and a fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Mike in Illinois. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just like to call on all the listeners to do what I've been doing for most of the day. I'm still not done. It's hammering the phones of corporate and cheaper than corporate offices and also your local in the state because of they're coming out of, you know, pulling off, you know, particular rifles off the shelves and also not doing online sales. I mean, even if it's just, you know, just burn up their phone lines.
Yeah, there's a lot of political pressure being brought to bear to sell this agenda, and that includes political pressure. Well, like the Michigan governor, because he indicated before he was going to sign this this carry law, and then all of a sudden at the last second he changes his mind, and you know, the excuse given was that it didn't allow certain regions that wish to be gun-free zones to exempt themselves. And the reality is, at this point, nobody wants to be a gun-free zone. It's basically a giant open-air shooting gallery for people who are medically deranged by all these pharmaceutical medications. So, yeah, make as much noise as you can. Let everybody that you know that the cause of these mass shootings and these violent episodes isn't the gun. It's these prescription medications. And there have been cases where these medications drive people crazy and they are not able to get a gun. What do? They get a sledgehammer or a baseball bat or a knife or a broken bottle, or they use their car. You're not going to stop the death and mayhem by banning guns. You're going to stop the ability of people to defend themselves by banning guns. The worst school massacre in U.S. history, 38 kids dead, did not involve firearms at all.
What was it?
That was the Bath School Massacre. And the guy basically, he worked in the school as a janitor, and he spent like a year just bringing in flammables and explosives and wiring the school to blow it up.
Oh, wow, I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was trying to get that out to all the listeners out there, because the more people out there, they're able to call up, you know, even if it's just if you don't, you know, just use your state stores, you know, just call them up and just keep hammering at them and just, you know, take the phones up.
Well, you know, if you're going to call your local gun stores themselves, make it messages of support and just say, we stand with you. We understand the government is attacking you. We should be calling all those companies that are saying we're going to stop gun sales and say, don't give in to the tyrants. We should be sending them all messages of support this Christmas.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All
right, we're going to let you go here. It was a bad phone connection. Mike in Washington. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, we're at lunch here in the lunchroom. We just took a vote. We think that the first family and Obama should join the television executives and cancel their Hawaii trip and take those proceeds and donate it to the family of the town instead of ruining the people of Oahu's Christmas. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with that. You know, every time Obama comes out here, it's traffic nightmares. We got the Secret Service just poking all over the place, checking us out. You know, and I'm not a physical threat to the president. You know, I'm a political and ideological opponent, but I'm not a physical threat to the president. Last time he was out here with APEC, my wife couldn't even get to church to sing in the choir because they had this Hummer with machine guns at the bottom of this road that we go down to get into town. And it's the only way in and out of this part of the island. And you can't tell that to these, you know, these army guys who, according to that caller we had yesterday, they're whacked out on SSRIs.
Yeah, I'm
trying to get my wife to church. I'm sorry, the president's coming through here, and it's you know, yeah, I don't want him out here either.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, I said no. We don't want him out here. It's a pain in the nut. It's a pain in the neck, rather.
Yeah, we're kind of hoping that for that photo op that he'll be wiping the tear out of his eyes as Air Force One gets rolled back into the hangar and they don't actually go on their vacation. Then he can wipe that little fake tear away from that too.
Well, listen, let's be practical and honest. A large amount of that money that is budgeted for his Christmas vacation has already been spent by the Secret Service coming out here with their airplanes full of armored cars and limousines and running around the island poking into everybody's personal lives. So it's not like they could really save that much money. By the time Obama himself gets here, it's kind of an afterthought. The money is definitely being spent. And there are a lot of people on the island who financially benefit from the vacation because they're selling supplies and stuff to the Obama, you know, whatever parties and whatnot, the local political scene. They're all hoping to get invited to the Christmas or the New Year's party so they can stand and get their picture taken with Barack Obama and all that other stuff that seems really so important to them.
Hey, Mike, have two more hot toddies and enjoy your holidays. Bless you, brother.
All right, I certainly will. Yes, I'm feeling so much better today. We're going to switch over to Joel in Wisconsin. Aloha, Joel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Whatever happened in Connecticut last week, we'll probably never know. One of the things I heard that day is that the government and investigators kept the media away from the scene. That reminds me of Waco, Texas, where they kept the media away for 2 miles away. Now,
okay, Joel, let me cut in here for a second. At this point, my concern is not the school shooting itself. I think we need to keep our focus on how it is being shamelessly exploited by everybody in government, everybody in the media. The Westboro Baptist Church, they're out there trying to get some traction using this thing. And it really is an almost savage attitude that the worth and value of these poor dead children is how much it can buy somebody gain. There's already all these, you know, we're taking donations, we're going to help this, we're sending them dogs and all the rest of that stuff. And I imagine if I were one of the family members of those kids who died, I would just be shocked and appalled at all these sociological vultures just trying to come in and rip off a piece of the body to wave around as a political flag.
Yes, but that I don't disagree with that, except my point was that the First Amendment, because a couple of callers back, and everybody knows about the Second Amendment, what that's there for, but the First Amendment was there to give the media, called it a free press, and it has more power than the government. Now, what?
Not anymore, no. The corporate media is completely subordinate to the government. This six-day Sandy-o-thon is proving that. We in the alternative media have taken on the mantle of watchdog on government abuse that the corporate media pretends to. And, you know, we're certainly not going to be allowed anywhere near anything, you know, where we can find any embarrassing facts. I mean, look how hard they're working to try and basically stop people from looking into this SSRI issue.
Okay, if you're the alternative media, don't you have just as much right then to go in there and investigate?
I would say that's actually a very good point. I'm obviously geographically not able to do that.
No, you're not.
But I'll actually let me give you another story. When there was an event happening here on Hawaii, and I wanted to go down and report on it, I was told I'm not the legitimate media. So the government does not recognize alternative media for the most part. You know, you can't just make yourself up a press tag and say I'm with the press and walk on in. You have to be credentialed by the government. So they only allow in corporate media reporters who will report the correct story. So in point of fact, under the current system, no. The First Amendment might say I do, and the public has a right to know, but administratively, you know, we're not given the same access and protection. There's been a big court battle over whether alternative media should enjoy the same legal protections as journalists and the corporate media do. For a while, the courts were saying, yes, we do. Now they're trying to reverse that. And, of course, this last week we had the Connecticut police basically saying anybody in the social media posting misinformation is going to be arrested and prosecuted. It shows you how afraid they are about this whole thing.
You have to have a license.
Yes, a license to lie. 007, license to fib.
Okay, well, I just wanted to throw in the First Amendment along with the Second Amendment because they're both, well, they're all being violated.
Well, not around here. That first one isn't being violated. You know, we're out here enjoying our First Amendment right here to inform the public so they can make good choices in the best spirit of Thomas Jefferson. Thanks a lot for the call, Joel. We're going to move along here to Jim in Georgia. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I agree with you. I agree with that. Anybody should have a gun if they want to and if they're mentally sane. My problem was with the woman that had a child that had a problem mentally, having the guns and all that ammunition. That was my problem, is parents that do have, and I have children that have problems. I've adopted. I've got trigger locks on my guns. I keep everything locked up. My problem is I don't know why the woman, I know he killed his mother, that's a shame, but why he had access to that type of thing. And that's what I'm trying to say is people that do have children, that do have problems, need to keep this stuff locked up, away from the children, trigger locks, and why she had 3,000 ammunition, I don't understand. I really don't. So I agree with you, Mike.
You and I
don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but parents need to know that they have problems with children, especially teenagers, as they fly off the handle. They need to keep this stuff controlled, locked up, and where they can't get a hold of it.
Well, I would agree with you on that. I would agree with you on that. You know, if you have a firearm, that is a serious, serious responsibility. And, you know, I'm opposed to these mandated procedures where you have to keep the ammo over here and the gun over here, and it must be with a trigger lock so that you can't get at it quickly in the event of a home invasion. But if you are a gun owner and there are other people in the house, you know, it is your responsibility, first of all, to teach those kids gun safety and how serious these things actually are, and two, to keep them locked up, not only to prevent accidents from happening among young people, but also to discourage people who are going to break into your house to steal your guns. Now, the reason for having 3,000 rounds of ammunition is she was a prepper and concerned about the deteriorating state of the United States, and they're trying to demonize preppers out of this incident. But I don't think it's unreasonable for somebody who is concerned about a period of anarchy between this government and the one that we're going to form later on down the road having ammunition. Better you should have too much than not enough. And there are occasions, or have been occasions, not anymore, there are occasions where you can buy ammunition in large bulk and get a really significant price break. And sometimes people will buy thousands of rounds of ammunition, not because they want to stockpile it, but because, hey, we go shooting on a regular basis, and this is a bargain price. So I don't think we should read too much into that.
Okay, well, thank you. We disagree on things, and I agree with things on you, but like
well,
I said, I know it could have been done with a knife, a hatchet, a screwdriver, whatever, but I think it would have been a lot less whatever. If that young man wouldn't have had the access to, I know he killed his mother to do that, but...
There would have been even less death and mayhem if just one of those teachers had been carrying a gun.
You got that right. Yes, sir.
Yes.
I agree with that. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you. We're going to switch over to Ed in California. Aloha, Ed. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, this is Ed in L.A. Is this Curiosity Mike?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that bum Inouye finally died after 50 years as a dictator in your state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're hiding like Inouye. You should be like doing a Christmas march on the your Federal Reserve. And so about that mother that had like five guns, she didn't know she had the crazy within, and those teachers and principals, if they were packing, they'd like be still hot today.
Well, listen, we need to be clear on this idea of the crazy within, okay? Yes, in the case of Adam Lanza, there were clear indications of impairment, the Asperger's. But for a lot of these other incidents, we're finding these kids are being put on these SSRIs who really don't need them. We were talking about this yesterday, where people within the medical industry are saying these things are being prescribed because they're moneymakers. And 30% of America's school children who are being prescribed these antidepressants and ADHD drugs don't really need them. It's just an opportunity to sell more product. And we're finding out they're taking perfectly healthy kids and they're forcing these drugs on them that can basically trigger suicide and mass violence. And we need to really look at that. Obama's out there saying, for the children, for the children, for the children. Well, here we've got a clearly documented problem. And nobody in government wants to touch it because they're all dependent on these fat campaign donations. Nobody in the corporate media wants to touch it because they're dependent on big bucks pharmaceutical advertising. And kids are dying. They're killing themselves. They're killing each other over these medications. And at least one third of them never really needed this stuff in the first place. And that is the real tragedy here.
Never. They all never needed it. It's arguable.
There are some people who are born with bad wiring, okay?
No,
or they dry the hair
so.
In the microwave.
I don't think so. It's the government that separates gets a father out of the family and puts the mother on welfare.
I would agree with you on that one. I would agree with you on that.
Yeah,
this push
that's a
to
problem.
Basic. Yeah, this push to disconnect children from their own parents. And put their indoctrination solely in the hands of school and corporate media has created a series of problems of their own. One of the big problems we have, of course, is that corporate media advertising imposes a very unrealistic set of unreachable social expectations on kids. And they grow up being frustrated and feeling that they can't achieve all the TV is telling them they should be achieving in terms of what they wear and how they look and, you know, whether they're cool and they got the moves and the latest gadgets. And it's a permanent state of frustration. And when you mix that in with all that hormonal confusion going on during puberty, we're driving these kids crazy in so many ways. And then we add in this brain melting medication as the supposed cure for the problem. And then we wonder why they're frying right before our very eyes.
Yeah, I think the government's going to it's going to go because it's a big Ponzi scheme and you can't keep that fiat system going. You can't keep kicking that can down the. They're going to all give up, man, and just leave.
No, they're not going to give up and leave. They can't give up. They can't admit to themselves either that they're criminals or simply that they were incompetent. They're going to push this thing as far as they can, and it doesn't matter what it costs the American people. In their own minds, they're convinced they're still serving the nation, but what they're really serving is themselves, and therein lies the seeds of their doom.
Yeah, well, New World Order, I guess.
Yes, the New World Order.
All right, I'll let you go, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. All right, we're coming here to the end of this segment, and again, we're seeing all these articles coming out in the corporate media now saying, we don't need to look any further. Don't look at Asperger's. Don't look at autism. Don't look at prescription. We all know the causes of this are the guns. So we've got them reacting to us rather than the other way around. And that, too, betrays the fact they're not getting the traction with this they thought they were going to get. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're getting another story coming up from Texas. Apparently, a member of their state legislature is proposing a law that would allow teachers who have gun permits and have been through safety training, which that Houston gun dealer is now giving away for free, to carry their weapons to protect students from people barging in, their brains dripping with SSRIs, and opening fire. I think that's a very, very good idea. Remember what I said yesterday about the Wild West. The popular image of the Wild West is a complete fiction that was manufactured by the propagandists of the day to scare people into staying in the factories on the East Coast and serve the East Coast industrial empires. They didn't want people just putting down their hard jobs and, you know, moving out of their little squalor apartments and going out west where they could have a huge piece of land all to themselves and grow their own food and be free and independent. So the newspapers and the media of the day were filled with these stories about the wild, wild west, and it simply was not true. Everybody carried guns to shoot rattlesnakes and runaway horses. And the reason the gunfight at the OK Corral became historically famous is it was rare. It was unusual. Okay, we're going to go back to the phone. Stephen in Rhode Island. Aloha, Stephen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Nice to talk to you. I have just two comments. One of them is a theory. I think that Mrs. Lanza initially didn't want to institutionalize her son because I think she feared that her alimony and child support would be cut off. And the funds would probably go to the institution to support him. And that would obviously interfere with her way of life. And the other thing is...
Wait a minute. Before you go on to the next one, I'm going to take issue with that. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why. Many, many years ago, when I was working as a professional magician, from time to time I would go out to this local mental institution for children. And I got to know them and their families. No parent wants to institutionalize their child. Period. Just out of the fact, I want him home. This is my child. I don't want strangers taking care of him. So to basically say that she had a financial motive, that's a very cynical attitude on your part. And it's an assumption on your part that I don't think there's any backing for.
Right. I mean, it's just a speculation, and speculation isn't fact, but I understand. I totally agree. And my other thing is about, I have an interview back in 1993 when Jane Pauley was interviewing Senator Patrick Moynihan.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his ideas was to create a 400% tax on ammunition. And I think that's really the way the government will go. I really don't think they'll go door-to-door with a confiscation sort of process. It'll be too confrontational and almost impossible. So I think a massive tax on ammunition plus a piggybacking of the Affordable Care Act, they'll probably try to implement some kind of revision in the law that says that if you get injured with a bullet, then you'll obviously have a higher insurance rate. Therefore, you can't have ammunition.
That's blaming the victim, and that's mm-hmm. never going to work. Nobody's ever going to go for that. Okay, mm-hmm. What you would do is say the person who shot you gets to pay the hospital bill, which I think it makes a lot of sense anyway. You know, definitely a good way to go. As far as the ammunition is concerned, it is too easy to make ammunition for anybody who actually knows guns and gunsmithing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, imposing a punitive tax on ammunition sales is also an abridgment of the right of the people to keep and bear arms, because arms isn't just guns. It's the ammunition. It's swords. It's all of it.
All right,
we got to take a break.
Nice talking to you. Thank you.
We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.